And in case you're just tuning in this morning, all morning long, we're talking to local teens who are doing great things. They're leaders, philanthropists, advocates for change. They're giving back and helping others and inspiring us all in the process. Up next in the studio with me now, we're proud to introduce you to Trey. Trey is a junior at Madeira High School. He is the founder of a local organization called Dogs for a Cause. It's our pleasure to welcome Trey to Sunday Morning Magazine.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Now, I understand Dogs for a Cause started off as a class assignment.
Yeah. So in our entrepreneurship class at Madeira High School, we have to create a company that's a nonprofit that will help the community. And so our idea for this was something that would be easily marketable and something that would affect a broad range of people. And we figured that veterans and dogs are the two things that we are most passionate about. So we started Dogs for a Cause, and we are a nonprofit that provides service dogs to veterans.
Okay, to military veterans,
yes,
is that right?
Yes, right. Military veterans.
Okay, so Trey, tell me this. So how much on average does it cost a veteran to get a service dog? We're talking about a lot of money here. It's fairly expensive.
All right, so the veterans themselves have to pay out of pocket up front because the VA will not cover any of the costs except for some of the hardware for the dog, like a cage or something, a leash. There are typically about $20,000 for each service dog. So you think about these veterans, they just came home, you know, they have PTSD, something like that. They can't really afford, and mentally they can't even sometimes handle the $20,000, the stress that would put on them.
Okay, and PTSD, that's post-traumatic stress disorder, is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
And that's what many of the veterans are suffering with, is that right?
Yes, and the dogs can do all kinds of things. They can wake them up when they're having nightmares. If they're having flashbacks, the dogs will lick their face and make sure that they come back from that. They can. Some dogs can even be trained to tell you when to take your medicine and what medicine to take. So these dogs are a huge asset to these veterans.
Okay, and I'm sure all the money, the cost of $20,000, goes into training these dogs as well.
Yes, the training is extensive. It lasts a very long time, and to pay those trainers, since these dogs have to be in small groups when they're trained, to pay the trainers is really the bulk of the cost. And then there's also, we feed the dogs also through Battle Buddy Foundation. So the dogs, there will be nothing out of pocket for the veteran.
So initially when you started this organization, did you have family members? Was that a connection for you that were serving in the military or anything like that?
Yes, my Uncle Mike, who has served in the Army for about 20 years now, is coming up on 20 years. It was a huge inspiration for me to start this company.
So, Trey, let me ask you this now. When you and your classmates, you decided to put together Dogs for a Cause, what were your initial goals? What did you want to accomplish?
Initially, we planned on trying to raise $5,000 because we knew that with the limited resources of the school that we could use, and with the short amount of time, we only have one semester to get it done, we knew that that was a realistic goal. And we also knew that it would do a lot of good towards feeding the dogs and getting hardware for the dogs.
So overall, how well did you guys do with the project, and how close did you get to that $5,000 goal?
We came very close to the $5,000. We raised $4,800 and a little change on there towards our cause. We didn't quite reach the $5,000.
What did you guys do to raise money, and what are you guys currently doing to raise funds for Dogs for a Cause?
Well, when we were with the school project, we would go to events, we would sell t-shirts. Part of the big thing about the school project is we weren't allowed to solicit donations, which is kind of tough for a nonprofit. So we had to really rely on selling t-shirts, dog collars, things like that. And we'd get donations every once in a while, but they weren't like a mainstay for us. Now, moving forward, well, right now we're not accepting any donations or anything like that. We're still trying to get our 501c3 status through Battle Buddy Foundation, who would be taking us under their wing. But once we get up and running, we are going to be mostly focusing on donations.
So Trey, as we mentioned earlier, you and your classmates started Dogs for a Cause as a high school class project. How have you seen veterans directly impacted by having a service dog? What have you seen?
The biggest direct impact that I've seen personally is when we went. So all of our funds go through the Battle Buddy Foundation, and the Battle Buddy Foundation is the one who provides the service dog to a veteran. And when we were at an event called the Bark and Brew at the Barn, at the Centennial Barn in Wyoming, we met a veteran who had a service dog, and that really just touched me because I saw that that guy who had a service dog, it had helped him so much, had overcame most of his PTSD. Same with the founder of Battle Buddy Foundation. Kenny Bass was 23 years old, and he was taking about 30 pills a day just to cope with his PTSD and different anxiety disorders that stemmed from being in the military. And he came home, he got prescribed all these medicines, but he wasn't really feeling any better. He was feeling like a shell of himself. And then he met his service dog, Atlas. Now he's completely off the pills. He is only working through Atlas to help his PTSD and anxiety. And Atlas will do things such as post beside him to make him feel safe in a public place, or, you know, check his back so he doesn't feel like he needs to. And Atlas has just been a huge help to him. And just looking at him, you can tell he's very mentally healthy.
And in case you're just tuning in all morning long, we're talking to young people, teens who are doing great things right here in our community. Right now, we're speaking to Trey. Trey is a junior at Madeira High School. He is the founder of Dogs for a Cause, an organization that helps veterans with service dogs. For more information on the show or for more information on our guests, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. Now, Trey, we mentioned this several times that you started the organization Dogs for a Cause as a high school class project. What made you want to continue Dogs for a Cause beyond your classroom project?
Well, Rodney, the biggest thing for me was that I saw an area where I could make a huge impact in our community, and that really drove me to get this thing going off the ground. And so the biggest thing was just seeing the veterans, seeing who I could help, and finding these dogs a home.
So, Trey, on a personal level, what have you learned about starting and running a business as a result of starting Dogs for a Cause? What have you learned? What has this all taught you?
Well, one of the biggest skill sets that I've obtained through this process is the skill set to market yourself. Because when you're at these events, there are 50 other vendors, 60 other vendors. You need to make a way for you to stand out. This is the biggest change that went through our events. The first couple events, we'd show up, we'd set up our booth, and we'd leave. You know, we'd have shirts, we'd talk to people, but it wasn't going too well. Third event, we show up, booth set up, and I was like, you know what, we need to change something. So I started going, walking around the event, telling people about our cause, really selling it, talking to every single radio station that was there, trying to get on the radio, trying to get more publicity, more people seeing our cause. And then the biggest one that we had a stereo by the end. This is our last event. We had a stereo there playing music, Born in the USA, stuff like that, stuff military like theme music. We had me walking around selling. We had people in the back with t-shirts on. So the biggest thing that I've learned is marketing skills, being able to market myself and my company.
Okay. And being so young, you're only 17 years old. How do you find this balance between now you have this professional thing that you're taking on, this cause that you're taking on, plus you work, plus you have school, plus you're only 17, plus you're only in high school? How do you balance this all out and still have time to be 17?
Well, Ronnie, you always find time for things that you're passionate about. And so I feel like I have a true passion for this cause, and that drives me to find time for what I'm doing, everything I'm doing.
All right, so we have Dad in the studio, so we're going to put him on the spot. He didn't want to be on the air, but hey, he's in the studio, so we're gonna talk to him. So very briefly, Dad, how do you feel? You must be really proud of your son, right?
Oh, I'm extremely proud of him. What he's done, him and his friends, they built up this organization really from scratch. You know, we tried to help out as much as we could here and there with some advice and everything like that, but really, I mean, they did it all themselves.
He didn't need it, right?
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, didn't need it. Didn't need it at all.
All right. Thanks, Dad. And by the way, Dad is Max. Thanks, Max. Now, Trey, what can our listeners do to help with your organization, Dogs for a Cause, to help veterans suffering with post-traumatic stress disorder?
Well, right now, since Dogs for a Cause is not taking donations, you can follow us on Facebook at @DogsForACause_, or you can get on the Battle Buddy Foundation site and make a donation, because that would be donating directly to the organization that we plan to be working with. And if you donate to them, you'll be helping a very similar cause to what we plan on.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Ronnie.
We've been speaking to Trey. Trey is a junior at Madeira High School. He is the founder of Dogs for a Cause. Coming up next, as we continue our look at local teens who are doing great things, we talk to four brothers, Lakota East High School graduates from right here in the tri-state. All four of them got accepted into two of the most elite Ivy League colleges in the country. We talk to the Fantastic Four, the Ivy League Quads, the Wade Quads. They're coming up next as Sunday Morning Magazine continues, Teens Who Are Doing Great Things.